Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. We have a medical emergency. You need to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
Pardon me?
Are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
I wanted to ask somebody a couple questions about eligibility because I'm confused.
Okay, what question do you have?
Okay, I live in Madison County out in Newmarket, and I'm not 65 yet. I'm 61. My husband's 64. What I'm wondering about, cause my daughter said, well, why don't you just call and ask them, is there are people I know who are going, I thought we had to get it in the state or county we live in. Am I wrong about that?
You can pre-register for whatever county you want to pre-register for, as long as you're willing to take the drive.
Even if it's in a different state?
Yes, ma'am. You
well,
can
I didn't
get
know
the vaccine
that.
Wherever you would like, as long as you're willing to take the drive.
Okay. Well, see, thank you. I didn't know that because I thought it was distributed according to, you know, like population, so I didn't know if we were supposed to do that, but I knew people that had, and I just wanted to check. My daughter said, well, why don't you do it? And I said, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to. So, I guess my other question is, some of the people I know that are going and getting it are like 10 and 15 years younger than I am, and a couple of them don't even work or they're retired one. And I'm just wondering, I am not essential. I'm a hairdresser and a church pianist. So I am around people. I'm around kids. I'm around people. I'm in close contact. I'm our only earned income. And I don't think I'm anywhere on the list. So does that mean I just need to wait until it goes to 55 to 65?
I mean, you can still pre-register. But
I didn't think
right
I
now,
could.
Anyone can pre-register. Anyone can do that.
Online?
Yes, ma'am. And then
I went to Kroger to see if I could get registered, and there were questions about your eligibility. And then when I went back to check again today, it said access denied. And, I mean, I just told the truth about everything, my age and everything, but it just said I was not eligible. So
well, you can pre-register with any county health department. I'm not sure about a Kroger or Walmart or anything, how they're operating. But
and
with
then,
your local county health
them,
department, you can pre-register with them. And once appointments become available, they can contact you, get all of your information, and that's how the appointments will go based off.
So I would call them on the phone or do it online?
You would call the registration hotline for the vaccine.
Okay. All right.
And I can provide you with that number.
I don't have, I'm out walking actually and do not have a pen or anything, but I assume I could look it up. Madison County Health Department hotline.
You have to contact the vaccine hotline.
Vaccine hotline. And then I guess this may be a question to ask my doctor. I don't think it would make me eligible sooner in my opinion, but I don't know because I know people that are, you know, saying different things, but I don't feel like I have any problem from it now that I know of, but I had rheumatic fever when I was younger, and so I had to take antibiotics every time I would even just get my teeth cleaned, but they let me quit doing that about 7 or 8 years ago. They decided people didn't need to do that anymore. So I don't think that's any condition that, and I went to the cardiologist because the doctor said I had a regular heartbeat and heart rhythm, but he checked me and said I was in a normal range to come back in 2 years. So I don't think I have any big problems or anything. So I guess and when people say childcare, does that mean if you babysit grandchildren, or does that mean if you work in childcare? Because I'm not sure what some people are doing.
I'm not sure about that.
Because I didn't even think about it, but my daughter's, you know, I said, well, how did so-and-so go get it? She doesn't work. She's, you know, I don't know that she has any health issues. And Callie said, well, she watches her grandkids sometimes. Maybe she said, you know, she's around children. And I said, well, I mean, I watch my daughter's child, but I don't, you know, I don't consider it. I'm not a teacher or anything. So I just feel like I'm confused about a lot of things, and I wasn't sure. Callie said, well, just call and ask people, Mom, and see if you can get on a list for an appointment. And I said, well, I'm not going to if I have to lie. And she said, well, it doesn't hurt to call and ask people. So that's what I'm doing. You were my first phone call. So you think I should just call the hotline and...
Now, for those questions, you can try to check the CDC.gov website or the ADPH.org for those answers, but I wouldn't know about those. And then you can contact the hotline to pre-register at your local county health department.
Okay, and I should be able to find that online, I guess. Just look up the COVID 19 hotline at the health department, something like that?
Yes, ma'am. It's called the COVID vaccine hotline, and then they'll assist you with getting pre-registered at your local county health department.
All right. Thank you. And you did answer some questions for me because I really didn't know you could go across state lines. My daughter lives in, she's just across the state line, so she's in Tennessee. I'm in Newmarket, so I'm not far from the state line, but you know, she said, call and ask because people are doing it every day. And I said, well, I just don't think you're supposed to. And she said, well, you need to find out. So, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Thanks for your help.